I'm Ruth Dussault. You're listening to Local News Matters, local headlines from the Bay Area. Last week was Earth Week. Marin County started a plan to reserve more water. California members of Congress attempted to claw back some canceled climate grants and ban offshore drilling. And commercial Dungeness crab fishing has been paused to make way for passing whales. The Nicasio Reservoir is one of seven that supplies drinking water to Marin County residents. The 2021 drought left the county with a scant 6 months' supply. So last week, the Marin Municipal Water District Board initiated a plan to build a pipe to the Nicasio Reservoir from the North Marin Aqueduct. It'll be about 36 inches wide and span over a dozen miles. The new line will capture roughly 38,000 acre-feet of water from the Russian River during big storm events. 1 acre-foot of water is enough to supply 2 or 3 homes for a year. The pipeline is part of a bigger water supply project that includes a new pumping plant. That full $160 million project is scheduled for completion in 2029. Back in December, the Environmental Protection Agency awarded $19 million in grants to Contra Costa County. The money was supposed to help communities stem the impacts of industrial pollution by planting trees, building a community center at an urban farm, and retrofitting homes with energy-efficient upgrades. The Community Change Grant was one of 105 projects around the country that received $1.6 billion from President Biden's 2022 Inflation Reduction Act. The Contra Costa grant was canceled in April with little notice from the Trump administration. The agency told U.S. Representative John Garamendi's office that the project no longer met the priorities of the current administration. Another big EPA grant was awarded to Treasure Island to build an electric ferry charging station and enhance the island's bus and transit services. That grant was also canceled. Last week, Garamendi and U.S. Representative Mark DeSaulnier wrote to EPA Director Lee Zeldin protesting the action and asking for a reversal. They referenced recent court rulings that said the executive branch cannot legally cancel a grant that was appropriated by Congress. President Trump had also signed an executive order repealing former President Biden's prohibition on coastal offshore drilling. U.S. Representative Jimmy Panetta of Carmel Valley announced a new bill that would ban offshore drilling from Monterey to Mendocino counties. The Central Coast Conservation Act would prohibit new exploration or production leases for natural gas or oil along the coast. There's dozens of marine mammal species, hundreds of bird and fish species, and more than 450 types of marine algae. The bill is part of a package of 8 bills introduced in Congress to protect the Pacific and Atlantic oceans from fossil fuel drilling. Commercial Dungeness crab fishing in the Bay Area will be paused this week to minimize the risk of humpback whales getting entangled as they return for spring feeding. Crabbing will remain open from Mendocino County north to the Oregon border, but it will be closed from Pigeon Point to the U.S.-Mexico border. Authorities confirmed 24 whales were entangled off the California coast in 2024. 11 of them were caught up in traps. The baited cages are dropped to the bottom of the ocean floor. Each one of them is tied with a rope that's suspended by a buoy, like a balloon on a string. Fishermen leave the lines for hours before retrieving them, and whales get tangled in a forest of vertical lines. Experimental pop-up traps involve sinking the line and the trap boxes together, keeping the coast clear for passing whales. When a boat returns to pick up the trap, it sends an acoustic signal that unlocks a floating buoy and lifts the line to the surface. The California Department of Fish and Wildlife is working on new standards for fisheries to use the pop-up gear starting 2026. And boaters should know that starting May 7th, the East Bay Regional Park District will change the way it inspects boats for the highly invasive golden mussel, which was found near the Port of Stockton in October. More details are available at ebparks.org/mussels. I'm Ruth Dussault. For more on these stories, visit localnewsmatters.org. This has been a production of Radio Sausalito and Local News Matters.